She seemed to be waiting for Rebus to say something, but he stayed silent. "She'll want to know about you," Siobhan added. "How you ended up in here." "I scalded myself," Rebus said. "It's stupid, but that's what happened."
"I know that's what you say happened."
"No, Siobhan, it's what happened. Ask the doctors if you don't believe me." He looked around again. "Always supposing you can find one." "Probably still combing the grounds for a parking space." The joke was weak enough, but Rebus smiled anyway. She was letting him know she wouldn't be pressing him any further. His smile was one of gratitude. "Who's in charge at South Queensferry?" he asked her, signalling a change of subject.
"I think D.I. Hogan's out there."
"Bobby's a good guy. If it can be wrapped up fast, he'll do it.
Media circus, by all accounts. Grant Hood's been drafted in to handle liaison."
"Leaving us shortchanged at St. Leonard's," Rebus was thoughtful. "All the more reason for me to get back there."
"Especially if I'm suspended."
"You won't be. You said it yourself, Siobhan. You didn't have anything to do with Fairstone. The way I see it, it was an accident. Now that something bigger's come along, maybe it'll die a natural death, so to speak."
"An accident?"
She was repeating his words. He nodded slowly. "So don't worry about it. Unless, of course, you really did top the bastard."
"John."
There was a warning in her tone. Rebus smiled again and managed to wink.
"Only joking," he said.
"I know damn fine who Jill's going to want to see in the frame for Fairstone."
"He died in a fire, John."
"And that means I killed him." Rebus held up both hands, turning them this way and that. "Scalds, Siobhan. That's all. Just scalds." She rose from the chair.
"If you say so, John,"